You are a holistic professional who is here to change the world, and your time is now. But how do world-changing holistic professionals grow and scale a thriving business on their own terms, working less than they're working now, without sacrificing their lifestyle and freedom, and actually having the impact their soul desires? Inside this podcast, we dive deep into making this possible for you. Our mission is to help you create a successful million-dollar business so you can have more impact in the world. And that starts with a scalable signature program. I'm Shelley Ryuta. Welcome to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. Ready to change the world? Let's go.
Welcome back to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. So excited to connect with you and love the topic that we're going to be going over today. We're going to be talking about really how to really be the ideal client that you want to attract. This is such a juicy topic and it's been on the radar lately. And so I wanted to dive in and also wanted to speak many of you that, you know, we typically release our podcast every single Monday. Some of you have been noticing it's been on Wednesday, different days. And a part of what's happening is there's so much going on behind the scenes in terms of what we're building out and introducing to everyone in the Holistic Business School, things that I want to share with all of you. So we're just like moving and grooving here. And so hence, when the decision comes like, should we just skip the podcast for next week? It's like, no, I want to do the podcast. Let's just release it whenever it's ready. So I hope you don't mind that we've been a little out of our cadence, but I just want to continue to be there and connect with you on this holistic millionaire journey. So let's dive into the topic for today when we are talking about be the ideal client that you want to attract. And this is something, you know, that, you know, I started doing in my first holistic business where it was like I started noticing qualities of some of the people I was attracting and different things would happen. And I would be like, ooh, I don't know if I really like that or it doesn't feel aligned for me for an ideal client. So I started to shift some of the things that were not working for me. Because the way that I look at it, it's like we have this limited time, obviously on the planet, limited time and energy in our business for working with clients. And I love working with our clients. I feel this beautiful soul alignment. We typically work with clients for over a period of years. These are long-term, deep connections and relationships that we are developing. And so in my first holistic business, clarifying the initial step for me was just clarifying what were those ideal client qualities? What were the things that really worked for me in terms of having the best outcome for those clients? So when we refine our ideal client qualities, we are looking at those qualities that will make someone successful in the work that you're doing, right? And it is oftentimes, it's those psychographic, you know, those client qualities that, and they're unique to every single person, right? And so when we're working with our clients in the Holistic Business School, it's like their ideal client list is going to be different than another person, right? Things that are really important to you are the things that are important to you. And so you get to define what those things are, what you enjoy, clients that are coming in, what qualities that you enjoy being around. It's one of those things when you're in an ideal client connection, let's say a breakthrough call, as you're having conversations about them coming into your program, you want to feel in your body what you feel like. Is this a person that you would spend a lot of time with? Because when they're in your program, you will be spending a lot of time with them. Would you go out to dinner with them? So one of the things when we meet with our clients in the Holistic Business School, when we have our live meetings, you know, and this has been since I shifted into this whole only sign on ideal client mode. So when we're at our events, you know, and we go out for dinner with our clients, like I love just getting to know everyone is so interesting and amazing and kind and, you know, just all these beautiful qualities that I just enjoy getting to know them on a personal level, finding out, you know, just different layers of their dreams and their goals. So it is, you know, when you think about it in your holistic business, that's who you're spending time with is your clients. And just like with your team members, you want the same experience with your team members. You know, like I adore everyone on my team and I could hang out with them for long periods of time and have an amazing time with them. And because there is that emotional and spiritual synergy that's going on. So when we're talking about, so the first step is be the ideal client that you want to attract. The first is just like, what are those qualities? Because what you want to do is make a list of qualities. We have a list of 31 qualities for clients coming into the Holistic Business School. So when you're looking at a list, so it's just doing a brain dump. And it could be, there's different ways to make your list. One is looking at your favorite clients that you have loved working with. What qualities did that person have that made it a joy to work with them? And so one of the things that for my clients, like a key thing for me is that prioritization of personal growth and transformation and that prioritization of living their divine destiny. Like I want to work with women who have like this fire in their belly to bring this work into the world. And they're taking it seriously. They're taking their business seriously. They're taking their ideal clients seriously. And they're wanting to do that together with a powerful group of women that are on the same journey together. It's like, why go alone? Why not go together in this amazing collaborative group of women that are supporting each other? So it's taking a look at your favorite clients. What qualities did they have that made them a joy to work with? And then also on the reverse, clients that were a little challenging. What qualities did they have that kind of rubbed you the wrong way that you want to put that on your list of, I will not work with that kind of person? And so that oftentimes will become very clear when you have different experiences with your clients. And what I want you to do then is just stay focused on the client qualities that you want to. You know, one of my favorite things in the Holistic Business School is I have the great fortune of having just our ideal clients like wow us. There's qualities they start to exhibit that I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of that quality. Look at how amazing this person is. And then I get to add that. We get to add that to our list. So that's the first thing is clarifying your ideal client list. And then the second thing is then you want to go through that list and show up as that person. So often I can see people, they'll say different qualities that they want, but then they're not actually exhibiting those qualities fully. And again, this is not about judging yourself or being hard on yourself. I just want you to look at yourself a little more closely. I'll give an example. Like one of the things that I do when I'm in mentorship is I'm all in with it, just participating, asking questions, doing the homework. If there's live events, I'm going to the live events. I'll give an example in that a key mentorship that I had early on in this business, I was flying to Tucson, Arizona, and I was flying through Phoenix, and there was a delay in the flight. And so they're like, no worries, you know, your flight will leave in the morning, you'll get there at noon. And the event was starting at either 8 or 9 a.m. I can't remember. And I just remember, I'm like, I am going to be there when this starts. So I ended up paying $300 to hire a private driver so I could sleep in the backseat and get to Tucson so I could be there at 8 a.m. And the reason I'm like obsessed with that is because it is about showing up. It's about showing up fully and being present. Because that is a quality that I love and I appreciate so much in our clients. They just show up and they're all in with themselves, with their businesses, with just really growing and scaling to the next level. So that's an example of me, like I'm always turning the mirror to myself. Like I want to be my mentor's like favored clients. Oftentimes I'm giving testimonials when they're having live events. I'm on stage. You know, I love giving testimonials. I love giving appreciation. I just love yeah, just really immersing myself and getting the most out of. So I'm showing up as that ideal client. So think of those, read off your list, and then say to yourself, am I showing up? Do you want clients that are courageous in the face of fear, that they're terrified to do this next level of transformation? And do you want clients that are like, no, I'm not going to do it, or get distracted or get into drama? One of the things we teach in the Holistic Business School is how to discern the conditioned self from the authentic self, because so often, especially sophisticated spiritual women, can get into distraction with drama and projection and all these other things that can happen that can distract them. So you want to notice, catch yourself when you're showing up in a way that is not fully self-responsible, you know, and really owning your experience in a program, you know, because you're going to get as much of a program as you show up for and you give, right? You're going to get that ROI. And I've never been in a program that I have not gotten a significant ROI. And it's because of the way that I show up in the program. And that's what I want you to think of, is show up as that ideal client who's all in. And then if there's something you need in the program that they don't have, you can reach out and just say, hey, I could use a little bit of this. Or do you think we could get more of this or whatever? Just be direct and be loving. It's great to give feedback, you know, and particularly people will listen to people that are ideal clients. They'll say like, yeah, tell me more. And we do that with all of our clients, like any feedback or any way we can make this better. You know, I had lunch with a client of ours and I was just like, who's a rock star. And I'm like, is there any way we can make this better for you? You know, and she had some great ideas that we are implementing. So this is what you want to be doing. Be the ideal client that you want to attract in your holistic business. So with that, we're going to finish up for today. If you are not in the Rise of the Holistic Millionaire, please join us there. It's the hub for all of our transformational workshops. This is where we do any bonus sessions. This is also the hub for Monday Momentum, which we are starting back up again. So you don't want to miss that. So join us. All you need to do is go to the Rise of the Holistic Millionaire, type it into Facebook, answer the 3 quick questions, and we will welcome you with open arms. So sending you big love. Have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We are so grateful you're here, taking the steps to become a world-changing holistic millionaire. If you love today's content, leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening platform and share your biggest takeaway. From there, screenshot your review, share it on your Instagram or Facebook stories, and don't forget to tag us. Every single month, we feature an amazing listener of the podcast who's given a review, and we want to make sure to highlight you, so make sure to leave your review. Stay committed to your mission and stay aligned with your authentic self. Together, we can change the world. I'll look forward to seeing you in next week's episode.